The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Key Marine Center.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
It's a good day for a boat ride.
On the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's Friday. Yes, it is. And when you hear those boat comments and the boat music, you know what this is. It's Boat Smart.
It is.
With Stefan Schmidt, yep. And sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Good morning, Stefan. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning. I'm doing pretty good. I'm not working this week, so.
I know.
But I'm working, but I'm not working.
Well,
if that
makes
sense.
Well, I appreciate you coming in.
We'll talk about that a little bit.
Is this work or not work for you?
I love doing this.
Okay, so
this is
really
unpaid work.
There you go.
I was thinking the other day, I think it was yesterday or the day before, I was uploading the video to Boat Smart Tricks of a Trade from Marine Max.
I saw. He sent me a copy. It was very cool.
I thought it turned out really good.
It did.
Very seldom do I look at it and go, wow. And I actually looked at that video and watched it on my TV, and I went, wow.
Yeah, it's really good. Tell people how they can find that, because this is from last week's show.
It's Boat Smart Tricks of the Trade. It's on YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll see it has three Yamaha outboards and a little logo sign thing there. And then you can just check out all my videos. I record this session every week and try to put it up there. And I'm doing other things, too.
Yeah, it's kind of cool because he has, obviously, the cameras are here and he's got us, you know, on the radio and all that. But then I was watching this week and then he inserts, like he took the kids to Marine Max, his students.
Yeah.
Inserted them learning and being on the boat. It was really cool.
It was really cool. And I enjoyed doing that video, but it actually takes hours and hours editing to do that stuff because I'm never happy with it. You know, I learned by learning. I always think everybody can learn, right?
No matter
your age or whatever, right? As long as you just keep learning, right? So I'm learning YouTube stuff, and I watch YouTube videos to watch how to do YouTube. Makes sense. I don't know. Anyway, so a person on there said, you know, when you're editing videos, there's never an end to it. You have to decide, okay, enough is enough.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm that guy that continues, I don't like that picture. I don't like that clip. I don't like this. And I continue. It's like, and eventually I have to say to myself, that's it. It's done.
Yeah, you got to let go of the perfectionism.
You can't be perfectionist in that. You have to just do it and get it done.
Well, and think about how, if I think about how I watch videos, I don't pay that close of attention, to be honest.
You know,
I mean, I'll just watch it. Oh, that's cool. And I move on to the next thing.
But I think when you're editing, you do, though.
I think, of course,
a lot of times, you know, and you're thinking, oh, well, that don't look right. Why did I put that in there?
Mm-hmm.
And stuff like that, you know. But I'm getting pretty good at it. You know, I'm able to pull words out now.
And if I
say something I don't like, I'll get it out of there.
Oh, great. So now I can't do that, but you get to do that.
Yeah,
That's not right.
I've clipped your voice a few times in there, too. So, you know,
I'm just kidding.
We're having some fun on the show today. You are listening to Boat Smart. It is a call-in show. 850-437-1620 is the number. Call or text us. You may have a question about my program. I just talked to a gentleman on the way in here. He wants to visit my program over the Alabama state line.
Huh.
And wants to come by and visit and talk to me about it. You know, so maybe you have a question about the program. 850-437-1620. I'm going to do a giveaway here in a little bit. We're going to give away a Suzuki hat.
Hey,
and I'm going to leave it here at the station so you can come by the station and
very
grab it,
cool.
You know.
Yeah.
So we're going to do that today. It's a nice little camouflage Suzuki hat we're going to give away.
Very cool.
So, yeah, we are sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola, 850-492-0487.
And we need to say that you are a Marine Services instructor at Georgetown Technical College.
Not this week.
Yeah, I know you're off, but somebody might be interested in studying with you.
Yeah.
So they would need to know how to reach you.
Yeah. So 850-393-4212 is my phone number.
Okay.
And what's the website?
GeorgeTownCenterCollege.edu. Yeah, GeorgeTownCollege.
Great chat feature on there.
Okay.
All right. So,
all right.
You know, Key Marine, Yamaha, Mercury, Suzuki,
Fox
diesel engine as well.
Mm-hmm.
I got to talk to them about that diesel engine to see if they've done anything with that yet. Hopefully they have. And Mercruiser as well. So they do all that repair and repower on all those products. I don't know if I mentioned last week, they have little small motors coming in. They have the portables ranging in all different sizes from a little small 5 horsepower up to 25 or so.
Oh, wow.
So they have the portables. A lot of people don't think about tiller handle boats where you're running, you know,
you
smaller boats.
So, I think of those on lakes more.
Yeah, but we
rivers.
Have rivers and stuff yeah. here, you know, okay. and so they have the availability to do that. A lot of these dealers do larger motors, you know.
Yeah.
But they can do the small portables as well. So check out Key Marine Center at keymarinecenter.com. Check them out on Facebook as well.
Mm-hmm.
They can take care of all your warranty needs on those products. Suzuki, Yamaha, Mercury, Mercruiser, Cox diesel engine. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So even though I wasn't in school this week, I was in school this week.
Okay.
I went up there and I cleaned up a lot and I'm getting ready for the new year and stuff like that. But also was making arrangements to meet with Suzuki.
Right.
As well. And they came in on Wednesday.
Oh,
morning.
Okay.
And I say they, it was me and Mr. Lind, mm-hmm. us. We met up at the school. He is the, Mr. Kevin Lind. He is the instructional designer for the Marine Division of Suzuki Marine.
Wow.
So
is he up on all the latest technology and all that kind of stuff?
He does all the videos and the curriculum.
Wow.
All these things. And he wanted to come by. He was doing a visit. He came up from a location I'm not going to tell you because I want you all to answer a question here in a minute.
Oh, okay.
Where did he come from?
Okay.
And so he came up and met. I already gave a clue, didn't I?
No.
Okay. All right. He came over from east mm-hmm. or west, north, south. Anyway, all right, so let's move forward here. So I came by and visited, and we just had a great discussion. I spent several hours, about 3 or 4 hours, and I took him down to the Ore House for lunch.
Oh,
he
nice.
Loved that.
Yeah.
You know, right there by Marine Max, and
yeah.
we were watching the boats come in and stuff. And we had a great lunch down there. But the main thing was he came by to see what my program was about.
Mm-hmm.
And we walked around and we talked for several hours and I had a great conversation with him. Me and him hit it off really good. And he, you know, he understands teaching and things like that. And so we talked about a lot of stuff, you know, had students and learning and, the product that we have in the shop and the products that they have already supplied to us, that we are using as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, so we had a good conversation about that. I showed him my Canvas program, and I talked to him about my, the module based learning that I do,
mm-hmm.
that kind of stuff too. So we had a lot of information back and forth.
That's good.
He got ideas from me. I got ideas from him, you know, and
that's great.
I like it because what it did for me, as you go into the new school year, and we're going to talk about that a little bit as well. You kind of start thinking, oh Lord, school's starting again, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I know that listeners are going, what? You know, no,
I know kids
you're
feel that
thinking
way.
About all the new people that are coming in.
Right.
And all the stuff that you have to do to get ready for all that. And then mm-hmm. how is that year going to turn out?
Well, I would certainly think in your industry that things are constantly changing. So you've got to do some
constantly
homework
changing.
To keep up, don't
yeah.
you?
Yeah. I mean, And not only is the industry changing, I have to think about how am I going to change the things that I do to make things better.
Mm-hmm.
Because believe it or not, people are different now than they used to be 5 years ago.
That's true.
And as a teacher, and I'm sure this is in K-12 and all throughout, you know, you have to kind of start thinking about your technique, how you teach, and how you change. And believe it or not, I'm not really a teacher in a way because I've never went to college for that or anything mm-hmm. like that. I have to learn to be a teacher, you know, and that's what the in-service is about. You kind of go in and learn new techniques and stuff like that. But, you know, you have to start thinking about as you go into the new school year, what are your techniques and how are you going to change things,
mm-hmm.
that kind of stuff. So Mr. Lind and I also talked about that,
right?
You know, about how teaching techniques change and that kind of stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it was a great visit. I really enjoyed meeting him. We've talked back and forth over a year on
but
the phone,
never met him in
email,
person?
Never met him.
Oh, that's great.
Right?
Yeah.
And I always find that interesting.
Yeah.
When you talk to somebody for a long period of time
mm-hmm.
and you never
kind
meet
them
face to face.
You imagine
you know, there's no pictures or
right.
anything. He got to see my videos, me on the show,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't get to see anything what he looked like or anything like that. And, you know, and it was just, it's neat when you get to meet somebody finally,
mm-hmm.
you know.
It can be, unless they say something to you like, you're shorter than I thought you sounded.
Well, you're taller
like.
Than I thought you were. He was actually way taller than me.
Right.
So that typically is the case for me.
Right, exactly.
You know, And so I just want to tell him thank you for coming by and visiting and spending so much time with me, because he just said, you know, today's your day, whatever, how much time you want to spend. And I actually spent a lot more time. And at the end of the conversation, I said, man, I sure took up a lot of your time.
You know, I'm sure he learned a lot from you, too.
He enjoyed it. We both are excited about the industry, and we're both excited about what's happening in our industry and stuff. And he's got a lot of things down the pipeline that he's going to do that's going to help us.
Well, now he's got you as top of mind, so he'll be thinking of creative things that possibly Suzuki can do for you in class.
I'm going to tell you, this is what I love about Suzuki Marine and Mr. Lynn. If I email him, I'm getting an email back. If I call him, he's going to answer his phone.
That's great.
And we were talking about that, and he says, you know, I don't like somebody just sitting there waiting on me to have to reply back. He said, I reply. And I appreciate that so much, because sometimes you have a problem that you need to take care of. You can't get a student into the program, into their program or something like that.
Right.
You know, so he will reply quickly.
That's
and
good.
I like that. The same with Jeff Crane, with Yamaha, the same, you know, with Kenyon Ward at Yamaha. They all reply back so fast at me. You know,
no, that's great.
And that's the benefit, because I told him, I said, you know, sometimes you feel like you're on an island in here as an instructor, and you have nobody really with you.
Right.
So you kind of, you know, who do you kick the problems and the issues and the questions back and forth to? I heavily rely on Yamaha, Suzuki now, and, you know, my dealerships and things like that.
Which is great, because you've got your hand on the pulse.
I can ask them a question or something. So that's a good thing. 850-437-1620 is the number. I'm going to get some phone calls here, because we're going to give away this Suzuki hat.
Okay? It's a cool hat. Camouflage.
It is camouflage. If I set it down here, I may not find it again. I'm going to leave it at the front desk today. You don't have to go to Key Marine. This is from Suzuki.
Okay.
And we're going to give this away today. So here is my question. And I thought about this on the way out, the house this morning. So I wrote it on here. You don't have the answer. Okay. Where is Suzuki Marine USA headquarters located? Is Suzuki Marine headquarters USA, the USA headquarters located?
Okay.
850-437-1620 is the number. Call or text.
Okay.
And we can come by and grab a Suzuki hat from me.
All right. This is your chance to get that camouflage Suzuki hat that you can wear on your boat.
Yeah.
All right.
And people won't be able to see you at the boat ramp. Speaking of boat ramps, I like my segues, don't you?
They're pretty clipped.
On Tuesday, I had dinner at lunch at the Doorhouse again. I'm advertising for them. That's a great place to eat. Have you ever been there?
Oh, yeah.
I love that place. The prices are pretty good, and the food's great.
It's a great atmosphere.
Anyway,
right,
I'm
going to
go by there. They're going to sponsor my show one day. So anyway, I'm always thinking ahead. All right. So I had lunch with Big Dan. Of the Big Dan Show.
Oh, boy.
He is a YouTuber. And he does all the local boat ramps and stuff. I'm not going to give anything away as far as what we talked about, anything, but listen up. He's going to be on the show.
Oh, cool.
We're working that out. I wanted to have lunch with him because I never met him before.
Right.
And another gentleman that when I met, I've seen him on TV, on his YouTube channel, but I didn't realize how tall he was. I think he's like 6'6 or something like that, maybe 7'12 or something.
Oh, my goodness.
He's a tall man.
Wow.
Big man. And, he came down, had lunch with me, and we discussed the show and different things and stuff like that. So I'm excited to say that eventually we're going to work out the plans when he has some time. We're going to get him on the show.
Excellent.
And he's going to expand us a little bit. He's going to put us on his channel and stuff like that. So we're going to you have cameras everywhere in here.
Oh, my gosh.
So I'll tell you when. So you can
be on the networks next.
You can dress up and everything.
I better.
You know, wear your Georgia shirt.
I always have headphone hair, though. It's not fair.
It's okay. We all do.
It's not fair.
So that's fun thing coming up.
850-437-1620. All you have to do really is Google this if you didn't hear it earlier.
Maybe not.
Okay.
It might be a little more difficult than that.
Okay, so give the question again.
So where is Suzuki USA, Suzuki Marine USA, because they're different than everything else, the four-wheelers and the motorcycles and all that stuff, right?
Right.
Suzuki Marine USA, where are they located?
Okay. 850-437-1620.
And it's nice Suzuki hat.
Okay.
Yep.
In the meantime, this is Boat Smart, so what is going on with boating right now with all this heat and everything that's happening?
I was listening to your show earlier, and you were talking about Blue Angel show and stuff and all the people that were there. And
crazy.
That lady does a great job. Visit Pensacola, is that right?
She's the best.
Yeah,
Nicole
she does
Stacey.
A really good job.
She's
and
super.
I like her because she mentions boating.
Yes,
of course. And she knows how important that is for our community, right?
Yep.
So right now, I mean, everybody, we're in dog days of summer, all that stuff, you know, it is hot.
Not kidding.
It is hot out.
106 heat index.
Yeah.
It's really crazy.
Yeah. We went out last Sunday, I think it was, and it was hot.
Okay, I've got somebody that's sending a thing.
Okay, let's do it.
Tampa, Florida.
Tampa, Florida. That is the correct
you
answer.
You are the winner. Okay. Yep. I don't have your name, but the winner is the last four digits of their phone is 1234.
1234.
And
you can come by the station and pick this hat up. Yep. I'll have it up front for you, right?
I will send you an email after the show, and we'll give you the directions on how to get here.
Yep.
And if you wouldn't mind sending in your name to me so I can follow up with you.
Do that. Perfect.
So congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you very much for listening, and I appreciate that text. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tampa, Florida. That's where they're located. And I got a little bit of history from Suzuki and stuff like that. So it's pretty interesting.
It's Rebecca. She says, yay, thank you.
Yeah, there you go.
Rebecca,
awesome.
I will text you with all the info.
What was the name?
Rebecca.
Okay, thank you, Rebecca. We appreciate that very much.
Yeah, congratulations. Yeah.
Cool, yep.
Well, we appreciate you listening to Boat Smart on Pep Talk. And with this heat and everything, I mean, I was thinking about that. I was watching some people loading their boats in as I was coming around the corner there. And I thought, oh, my gosh, how does it affect engines? And I mean, because this is extreme heat, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. The engines and stuff that don't matter. The motor, they're designed to run
anything
and all that.
Anything you have
mess.
To do to kind of protect your boat from the heat?
I mean, the thing is, it's really you got to protect, you know.
True.
I mean, bottom line is that we were out pulling a tube behind. I had one of my fellow teachers, Derek Beard, was on the boat with his family.
Uh-huh.
And his daughter is going to college, and before she went away, we had another trip with her and some cousins, so we were pulling some kids around behind the boat, having some fun, but it was very still out there. The bay was flat, and when it gets like that, it gets so hot, you know, you like a little wind. And a little breeze, not where it kicks up the water, but you want at least some ripples across the water.
It is called Gulf Breeze
so,
after all.
drink water and stuff like that. And you know, it was warm.
I bet.
Yeah, so in and out of the water quite a bit, but the water was warm too, you know.
Yeah, it's funny when you jump in the water and it's not particularly refreshing.
Yeah,
it's like a bathtub.
Yeah, it's pretty warm. But,
wow.
But it was, you know, it was an okay day, and we had fun with it. And we found a little area and went and had a place that had lunch and stuff like that. We didn't go anywhere. We did it on the boat.
Nice.
Took our own stuff and did
very
it on the
nice.
Boat. I love doing that.
Yeah.
So my recommendation now would be go early or go later. I like doing night runs, you know, where watching sun go down is cooler.
Oh, the sunsets
that kind
have
of stuff.
Been spectacular this week.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
Well, if you've got a boating question for Stefan, you can text it in at 850-437-1620. So you've got school coming up. You've got some of the other things happening.
Let me give you my schedule a little bit. So teachers return on August 1st. That is next Friday.
Unbelievable.
I will not be here. Because
I know. I don't know what I'm going to do.
I asked the principal. He said, nope, you can't do it. You got to be here. I have several meetings you have to be in. I'm like, okay.
Wow. Okay.
So I got to be there. But I do have a guest coming in for y'all, so you're going to have a live show.
Oh, good. Okay.
Okay? And I'm not going to tell you who they are. You have to tune in.
Great. So I'm not going to know either, huh?
So I'll give it. It's not going to be me. I may call in if that's okay. I might call in. Maybe I'll win something. I don't know.
True.
So if I have a chance, I'll call in.
I don't know if that's allowed to win something on your own show, but
you
okay.
Can't. Oh, my. I'll try it, you
okay.
know. Okay. So you might be able, you know, that he's going to be in. He can answer some questions for you and things like that. So hopefully I know it's going to be a great show.
Yeah.
And
we'll
everything's going to be good with that. And then on August the 11th, students return.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be in class, you know, the following week for a whole week, or not in class, in school, meeting after meeting and stuff like that, and then doing prep and things like that.
Right.
So people don't know maybe that if you're not in a teacher type atmosphere, we come back a week or so early and we start prepping, getting ready. And I've said this several times on the show, before I became a teacher, I thought, wow, teachers sure get big breaks and stuff. But I'm telling you what, it's a lot of work.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
well, hats off to you and all the teachers. I hope
yeah,
you enjoyed
no
this
doubt.
Last week or so off.
Yeah, pray for them because, you know, it's
a
tough.
Lot. Yeah,
it's tough, you know, and pray for a good year for the new school year and stuff like that. And the teachers that are out there, that they have successful time with their students and stuff, not only at the Georgetown Technical College, but, you know, through the whole K-12 area. K-12 area and our whole industry, you know.
Well, I just want you to know I have my priorities in order. Be sure and pray for air conditioning for every school
classroom. Oh, yeah, no doubt. I'm telling you,
hot months.
I spent a whole year with no AC in my classroom.
What?
Yeah, we had issues, and I kept pulling portables in there and fans.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
It went on for a long time, and they just couldn't get it fixed, you know, and we had issues.
I can't
it was
even
miserable.
Imagine. I mean, I remember after Ivan when there was no power for a couple weeks.
Oh,
it
yeah.
was so hot.
Yeah, this went on maybe a year. I might be exaggerating, but it was a long time.
Wow.
It was several months that we went with no air conditioner in our classroom. And I like to have AC in the classroom and heat, you know.
Mm-hmm. No, but you have it now.
Oh, yeah, we have it.
Now, is it too late for someone to sign up for your class?
It is.
Okay.
It is not too late to get on a waiting list, though.
There you go.
If you're going to sign up for the class, you need to go up there and talk to the counselors. Let the gentleman I talked to this morning, okay, so he was interested because it's just across the state line.
Mm-hmm.
I think he said Foley. And that qualifies for in-state tuition.
Oh, really?
So depending on where you are across the Alabama state line, if you're in Alabama, you can also qualify for in-state tuition. Now, you have to come talk to the counselors and financial aid to get those figured out. I don't know them.
That's huge, Stephanie.
Yes.
Yeah, that's great.
So instead of paying six times the amount to be out of state, you can pay the same rate as the Florida residents do, just across the state line.
Okay.
Okay?
That's great.
So look at that. And, you know, so he's coming in to talk to me, and we're going to see counselors and make sure that is the case. I believe it is for this gentleman.
Okay, super.
So that's a good deal.
Yeah.
You know, so you have to be careful with that.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a lot of out-of-state people come to my class and pay that crazy price.
Right.
To be in my class, six times the amount.
Wow.
Like $256 a month to be in class, right? So it takes that times six.
Okay.
It gets expensive.
Yeah, of course.
You
know? As a student.
Yeah. You got to have a place to live and all that, too.
But it's worth it.
It's worth it.
Because a lot of your students come right out and get jobs.
I'm amazed. I'm amazed that you can say that, you know.
I think it's it's great.
It is.
It's a real testament to what you do.
We have a lot of people to come in from out of state, and it always amazes me. 850-437-1620. We got a text.
Yes, it is Boat Smart. We got a text asking a question for you, Stephan. I am looking at purchasing a used boat. I see ours like I look at miles on a car. What should I be concerned with when looking at 2020 models or newer ones? Thanks.
Look at
Steve.
Hours. Yes, that's very important. Like miles on a car, mileage.
Uh-huh.
You look at engine hours. That's very important.
I don't understand that.
Okay, so you can't really do miles because you
right. There's no.
But you do how many hours has the motor ran?
Oh, okay.
Always get a download. Take it to Key Marine. If it's a Mercury Yamaha Suzuki, take it over there and let them do a download on it and get your engine hours. That's very very important.
So he's looking at 2020 models or newer and wanted some
advice. I would definitely go 2020 or newer.
Okay.
Okay. And so it's probably four stroke, you know, that's what I would recommend. Of course, you know, any of the big three, Yamaha, Mercury, Suzuki, great products, okay? But engine hours is very important. Not only engine hours, you need to look at how they ran the boat during those engine hours.
Oh.
Okay, so let's say the boat's 5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And it has 30 or 40 hours on it. I'm going to be very skeptical of that boat. Because it don't have a lot of hours.
Right.
Now, if you're up in the 300 to 400 hours and it's 5 years old, you know, ballpark, let's say 200 to 400 hours, I'm happy with that.
Mm-hmm.
Because that means the boat's been ran. I'm not worried too much about fuel problems and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But always take it to a dealership before you purchase it. Have them do a download, do a leak down, do a whole once over on it, make sure everything's good before you purchase it. Engine hours are so very important.
Okay. Anything else to look at while you're
everything,
looking?
Just with your eyes, like I tell my students to troubleshoot with your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Look it over really good. Look for corrosion. Look for issues, water leaks, and stuff like that. As a potential customer or purchaser, you want to look at that kind of stuff too. Around the trim system, look for leaks. Look for paint missing, stuff like that.
Yeah, because they don't have boat facts like they have car facts. You can
exactly.
find out what kind of wrecks
exactly.
they've been in.
They don't
kind of
have
thing.
That, and you can end up with a hurricane boat or something like that. You never know.
Right.
But always have Key Marine check it out for you.
Mm-hmm.
That is the best way to go. They don't guarantee anything, but they will say at this point in time, this boat is in good shape.
Okay, and the address for Key Marine is 5621 Bower Road. Their phone number 850-492-0487.
Yep.
KeyMarineCenter.com.
Yeah. Yep,
okay, great question. Thanks for sending that in, Steve. We appreciate you.
Yeah, so, hours.
that's important.
I've got 160 hours on my boat, and I've only had it on the water about 2 years, so I'm doing really good.
That is good.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Being on the boat. It helps you mentally.
Yes.
Right? And it helps the boat.
Yes.
Right?
That's
Keeps it.
It
going. Right?
All right.
All right. Thank you, y'all. We didn't hit everything on the list today, but I'm happy with what we did.
We never do, just so you know.
Yeah.
Because he brings in a long list of things to talk about.
always. Thank y'all for listening. I will see you a week from Friday.
Okay, well, we're going to miss you next week, but I'm sure we're going to have a great host.
You are.
Going to come in. Thank you, Stephan Schmidt. We appreciate you being here with us on Boat Smart on Pep Talk every Friday at this time.
Yep.
We'll be back. And you can hear the podcast on YouTube on?
On Tricks of the Trade.
That's it.
Boat Smart.
There you go.
Yep.